One of history's great survival stories is now finally receiving attention and appreciation after 2.5 centuries. In May of 1743, a small ship carrying 14 Russian sailors, Pomori people, set out to hunt walrus along the west coast of the archipelago of Spitsbergen, just under the North Pole. Their boat got caught in a storm. They were blown off course. They were blocked in ice. Then the boat was swept away, stranding 4 sailors on a windy island that was home to polar bears and reindeer, but no trees. It was a remote and barren place to which other ships never came. The story of how 4 men survived 6 years of profound cold, hunger, and isolation is finally told in David Roberts' new book, 4 Against the Arctic, shipwrecked for 6 years at the top of the world. David Roberts joins us now from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston. Mr. Roberts, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
And what are some of the reasons you think that this story is not as well known as, say, the Shackleton survival story?
Well, that's understating, and it's virtually completely unknown outside of Russia and poorly known in Russia. I discovered it quite by accident in another obscure Russian book, In the Land of White Death by Albanov. Albanov, in a single paragraph, alludes to this earlier feat of survival as giving him hope that he too could winter over in the Arctic.
The first time you read about this story, you were incredulous. You doubted it could have happened.
I not only doubted it could happen, I thought it was apocryphal or a legend, but they were not believed by virtually all the Russians who talked to them. Mm-hmm. In fact, the reason we have any account of their story is because Alexei and his nephew, Krisant, were summoned to St. Petersburg by the Count Shivalov, who was the big cheese of northern Russia, essentially to be cross-examined, to find out where they really did spend those 6 years. Mm-hmm. It was so outlandish, even by the standards of these very tough Pomori, that at first no one believed them.
How did they become stranded?
They were making what was a more or less routine journey of 9 days up to the west coast of Spitsbergen, which had been one of the prime whaling and hunting grounds in the world. They were blown off course on the 9th day off to the east part of Svalbard to an island called Ajoya, and they got trapped in the ice, and 4 of them, led by Alexei Inkov, who was the pilot of the ship, tiptoed across the ice. They took only a musket with 12 charges of powder and 12 musket balls, an axe, a hatchet, a kettle, 20 pounds of flour, and each man his pipe with a little stash of tobacco. They figured they were going to be gone overnight. They found the hut, which is incredible, spent the night in it. There was a high wind. They came back to the coast to tell their friends the good news, and the ship has vanished, sunk in the churning ice, no trace of it ever found. So they're stranded with 2 days' worth of stuff and the clothes on their back. And what's so extraordinary is that 3 of them, almost all 4 of them, lasted 6 years. One of them died in the last winter.
I guess I have to enlist you in telling us the polar bear story now, because this became a pivotal moment for their survival.
Absolutely. They were saved by the abundance of driftwood from the Russian rivers, and they found some long planks with big nails and even one bolt in them. They managed to take the nails and flatten the points and make, in effect, projectile points, spear points out of them. They thus made 2 very crude homemade spears. They deliberately attacked a polar bear. This is an unimaginable combat. And somehow they knew that polar bear tendons would make a great bowstring. And during those 6 years, they killed 250 reindeer with their homemade bow and arrow and, says the chronicler, an innumerable number of foxes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible.
August 15, 1749. After 6 years, they finally saw a ship.
Yeah, and the ship saw them, thank God. Their only hope of rescue was the next ship that happened by. And the only way a ship was going to happen by was if it, too, was blown off course. The guys on board this ship saw 3 men running along the beach and frantically waving a flag made of reindeer hide and picked them up and took them back to Russia.
Charged them, too, didn't he, as I recall?
Charged them 80 rubles for their passage, plus they had to work like common hands.
Mr. Roberts, toward the end of the book, you refer to this survival story as an act of art.
In my epilogue, I talk about how our first instinct is to try to draw a lesson from survival stories, to try to figure out some formula that comes out of the story by which we can live our lives better. And I reject that whole way of thinking. To me, the ultimate value of what these Pumori pulled off is that it's a work of art, that it was brilliant and beautiful and unique and unprecedented.
Mr. Roberts, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Speaking with us from Boston, David Roberts, his new book is Four Against the Arctic, Shipwrecked for 6 Years at the Top of the World.